Welcome to Health Hats, empowering people as they travel together toward best health. I'm Danny Van Leeuwen, a two-legged, cisgender, old white man of privilege, living in a food oasis who can afford many hats and knows a little bit about a lot of healthcare and a lot about very little. Most people wear hats one at a time, but I wear them all at once. We will listen and learn about what it takes to adjust to life's realities in healthcare's Tower of Babel. Let's make some sense of all of this. Hey there, glad you could join me. I'd like to pause and take stock of the past 6 months and look a bit to the future. We're in the middle of a series with young adults with complex conditions transitioning from pediatric to adult medical care. I've published 7 episodes in this series. I'm taking a brief break on the series and traveling to Spain. While we're here together, we'll talk a little bit about the series and my travels and reflect on my patient caregiver activism journey. First, I cherish the opportunity to be part of intimate moments in people's lives. In my career as a practicing nurse, I thought I had license to be nosy. I was a guest in other people's lives. People are often amazing. They face complicated and frustrating challenges, jump hurdles, find help, and relieve boredom with humor. This inspires me. It fuels my fire. It gives me perspective. I got it good. No, really, I got it great. Let me tell you a quick story here. When I was an aide at the Detroit Rehabilitation Institute, I was working the evening shift with a man in his 30s who had had a gunshot injury to the neck. He was quadriplegic. That means no abilities below the neck. He was headed down the hall, learning to navigate his motorized wheelchair with his mouth stick. He could barely swivel his neck. Coming toward us was a man in his late 40s who had had a severe stroke. He was hemiplegic. That means no function on his left side. He was learning to mobilize his wheelchair using his right arm and leg. He was listing heavily to the side and visibly drooling. His 20-something wife, dressed as for a dinner date, was traveling behind looking thoroughly disgusted. My guy glanced over as he took his mouth from the joystick and said, "Glad I'm not him." Gotta love perspective and appreciate what you do have. Anyway, in this series, we've heard from a young adult in high school and a young adult in college and their parents. I have 2 interviews completed with people in their 30s, already through their transition, as well as other people in professional support roles for those young adults. See the show notes or my website, www.health-hats.com, for more information or to subscribe or contribute. If you like it, share it. Thanks. Oh my God, I'm going to Spain for 2 weeks. We're leaving tomorrow. I first went to Europe when I was 17. I hitchhiked from London to the Lake District, to Amsterdam, Paris, and then Scandinavia. I originally went with my sister's boyfriend, who promptly ditched me. It was my first experience being alone. I was alone for 2.5 months. I had a great time. I only spoke English and met lots of people, native and fellow travelers, so really I wasn't alone. People took me into their groups, their homes, their lives. I mostly slept outdoors or in hostels, or I was invited to stay at people's houses. Now, my wife and friends are veteran hikers who annually hike for a week or two, hikes like the Grand Canyon. This year, it's the Camino de Santiago pilgrimage in Spain. I don't hike, and I've always stayed behind. But they're going to Spain? Forget it. I'm going. A colleague of mine, Ed, works at the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, introduced me to a travel agent in Madrid
that he and his disabled father used for the hike a couple of years ago. This agent took my wife's hiking itinerary and booked us wheelchair-accessible rooms and a driver for me. I'm ecstatic. Mobility enhancers rule. I will be recording the trip and will share here in future episodes. Stay tuned. Next, what am I doing with my life? Well, my mission is to empower people as they journey towards best health. Best health means peak capacity, getting the most out of your genetics, your circumstances, and your abilities. Such wide open possibilities and opportunities. My primary vehicle is my presence, my varied experience, my words, and my heart. And as an extroverted person of privilege, I seek and share what works for people and communities and what doesn't. I find tables of healthcare governance, design, operations, and learning to sit at. And I give voice while I sit there. And I work to open doors for others to join or replace me, others with different experiences and skills than mine. These past couple of years, I focused on informed decision-making along the health journey, on communication and dissemination of research and learning, on pain management and reducing opioid use, and transitions of care for people with complex and chronic conditions. I'll continue these efforts as I am able. Recently, I've been inspired to hone in on health equity and building the capacity to learn and grow. I've been inspired by my new podcasting friends and colleagues, Amy Saunders of State of Inclusion fame and Maria Zenadu of Impact Learning fame. You can find links to their podcasts and work in the show notes. Neither of these inspirations are healthcare focused. There's a lot we in healthcare can learn from gazing past our navels. This leads me finally to the experience of podcasting and learning the craft of podcasting. Learning podcasting from Seth Godin and Alex DePalma's Podcasting Fellowship, also in the show notes, has supported me as I fine-tune my contributions to you. I have entered and enriched a worldwide, nurturing, challenging, informative network of citizen experts. As you know, I am already full of myself. This community appreciates me, cheerleads for me, seeks my wisdom, and gently points out where I can grow and improve. As some of my abilities diminish, my senses and voice expand. I can better differentiate sound and noise. I can use sound to listen more deeply. Just as two canes and an electric wheelchair maximize my mobility, the podcasting journey strengthens my voice and my presence. Hang on. See you next week. Follow my blog, podcasts, and resources through my website. See you around the block.